brand new band. And they're all sparkly and shiny, and we've got them. They are called Parts and Fiction. And we've got Mignon van Jaarsveld, who's lead vocals, and Reineke van der Merwe, who does vocals and guitar. And you actually have to hear this man's voice. Sorry, no insults to you, Mignon.
Hello.
Welcome to Chai FM.
Thank you so much for having us here.
Thank you, guys.
This is absolutely wonderful. All right, so why start a band?
Goodness, I don't think I've been asked that in quite a while.
In quite a while?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we both have been in bands since we were teenagers.
Really?
And we just grew up with a love for music. Both our families are quite musical, and we sing together.
So it's part of your DNA.
Yes, definitely.
And we unfortunately chose the career of music as well, which is very difficult, but...
Still has its
fulfilling.
Rewards.
Yeah.
It sounds almost as that it chose you to.
That is so true.
Yeah, you don't have a choice. You do it.
You just have
don't.
To follow it.
Yeah.
And my parents always say I came out of the womb singing because it's all I ever did. So.
You know what, darling? Some other people I'm sure said, you know what, she's actually screaming.
Yeah. The neighbors always saying, can you just quiet down a little? You know, we're trying to have Sunday lunch. Stop singing.
Okay, so let's talk about how you formed the band, who's in the band. And when did you get going? Where can we see you?
All right. So we've been together for quite a while.
I think it's 6 years this year.
Yes. Yeah. But we did it quite independently. Parts and Fiction has been
okay, so you're not actually a new band.
Yeah.
Well, we're just new to the mainstream.
Yes. So we only recently joined our label, Just Music.
Wonderful.
And yeah. And we just released a cover of Mad World, which is also making waves.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
we're a 5-piece band. We've got, this is not what we usually do. It's just not an acoustic guitar. We've got 2 vocalists, 2 electric guitars, a bassist and a drummer. So yeah, and a little bit heavier than the acoustic stuff. But yeah, and it's, Peter David Duplessis, or Petey. It's our other guitarist.
I just saw Petey. I wondered.
Yeah.
No,
so he's very
it's very strange. Like, the moment you get used to it, it's like, no, it's Peter David or Peter David or something. And he always changes it. So I think you can also call him whatever you want. And then Nielis Duplessis, which is actually Petey's uncle. But he's like, I think, 4 years older. So it's not, it's one of those weird dynamic. And then Sarel Reynolds is our bassist.
Okay. So yesterday we were talking about.
We were indeed about Johannes subversive. Afrikaans music, saying that there was a whole culture, a whole stream in the apartheid days of Afrikaans music that took the system on.
Yeah.
And I was saying,
Johannes
Kerkorrel in die gereformeerde something, something.
Blues band.
Yes. Blues band. That's
go.
Right.
Ons reie BMV. Ons reie ANC. And it, like,
oh,
it was hectic. Like, who'd have thought, you know?
Well, you could have been thrown in prison for that back then.
Absolutely.
You can't just say what you want.
Exactly. And I think that it's very important that these stories and these narratives become part of our collective South African history.
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
It cannot only be from one perspective.
No, not at all.
So, all right. So tell us about Mad World. We know. I mean, was this a narrative? This is a cover version, yes?
Yes, definitely. So we use inspiration of everyday, like, social commentary and issues, especially in the world and in our country.
South African chaos.
Yeah, and inspiration in our music, and Mad World just encompasses exactly what we try and say in most of our original music. And it's also just one of those songs that we've loved since forever and really wanted to put our own spin on it.
Who did the original?
It was Tears for Fears,
yes.
But it's like a upbeat.
When they weren't
disco
wanting to rule the world,
version.
Then it became a Mad World.
Yeah. No, I mean, but it's actually when you hear the song, the original, it's like, is this the same song?
Upbeat,
it's very like.
Yeah. And then Gary Jules did it for Donnie Darker. I don't know if you know that version,
cover.
If you're familiar.
I'm not, but I'd love to hear yours, and we're going to play yours. But before that, you're going to sing to us.
Yes, we are.
I believe.
Yeah, if you'd let us, we
I would
a
love
live
you
song
to.
For you guys.
I would love you to.
All right.
Okay, so what are you going to sing for us?
The song is called Landslide. It's actually, we had a music video for it. I'm not sure if it's on YouTube anymore.
It is still there.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yes.
So we still have the video for that on YouTube. It's basically our first single. We released it, I think, 3 years ago, 4 years ago. What year is it?
Where are we?
Yeah, what year is it?
Yeah.
So yeah, we released it a few years ago. So yeah, that's it.
All right, Landslide.
Enjoy.
Would you waste time with me so soon to say goodbye? For a long time
I've been trying to stay asleep, just a dream to find my feelings. Am I alive? Just this once, just this once.
And I thought that you, Reinika, had the good voice. Listen to her. She sounds like an angel. You didn't warn us. You didn't warn us. What a voice.
Thank you so much.
I hope that it came through on the radio, how crystal clear and beautiful your voice is.
Thank you. She's going to start making me blush. No, it was very lucky toned down for what we usually do. So I hope you guys enjoyed it.
Absolutely amazing. So normally you would do like a rock version.
Yeah, yeah.
You look like a rocker. She looks like somebody that, you know, won a rap in cotton wool, especially with a voice like that. That's incredible.
Tiny, cute, and adorable.
So if your band was a car, what car would it be?
Wow.
We were literally talking today, not about our bands being a car, about interesting questions you get at interviews, because usually, this is literally, we had two of the most interesting questions now from you guys. Usually it's like, what does the band name mean? And it's like this long explanation, but no one really cares. And it's like, how long have
you
been
musical influences?
Like, yeah, and your shoes, stupid stuff, like stuff that really doesn't matter. So what type of car is our band if we were a car?
I just say the one that I like, so it's not fair.
No, so I'll tell you what, I've got to play some ads. The two of you talk amongst yourselves, and you can decide.
I don't think we ever thought about it. You can actually SMS a friend,
yeah.
Okay.
But we're going to ask you to actually stay with us after five o'clock. We've got to do news, and we're going to ask you to stay with us, and then we're going to play some more music. We're going to talk about lack of things. All right, so we've got parts and fiction in studio. And just before that news bulletin, therefore shall be known, you know, as the news bulletin.
The honey bulletin.
The honey bulletin. I asked you if your band was a car, if Parts and Fiction was a car.
All right. I don't know.
What car would it be?
I don't know if this is going to make sense.
No, it completely makes sense. I promise you it makes sense.
Okay. So we think it'd be a Mad Max. I don't know, custom job. One of those desert vehicles, steampunk kind of.
But with like a Prius engine. Because you know that
environment.
Because
you've got to be environmentally.
Yeah, because you don't want to end up like Mad Max.
You are so following that subversive Afrikaner thing we were talking about earlier. I mean, that Mad Max car. That's it. I'm totally curious. Because, I mean, let's call a spade a spade. There are a lot of Afrikaners in your band. English? Why are you writing in English?
I was actually in an Afrikaans band when I was just out of high school. And I think kind of around 2012, 2013, the whole hard rock Afrikaans thing just kind of disappeared. I do sessions for Afrikaans artists and stuff, and the Afrikaans scene is still there, but it's miles and leaps away from what we do and how we can express ourselves in music and in especially the style we do. I think Afrikaans music is just a little... If you want to be really popular, it's kind of limiting to okay, what kind of genres sense. You can do. And it's sad, but we don't listen to that specific and genre of Afrikaans
it's
music.
It's also owed to our ambition, because we don't really see ourselves as just a strictly South African band. We definitely want to go international, and it's just obviously...
Okay, obviously,
I just want to put something out there. Do you know Damas? Damas.
Oh, of course, I don't want to.
Okay, so that is like the number one song that is played at bar mitzvahs and bat mitzvahs. Do you know what bar mitzvahs and bat mitzvahs are?
Good
yes,
grief.
You know this.
And they do that.
Okay, so I'm going to actually challenge that. We live in a world where we love other people's cultures.
Yeah.
That cultural appropriation has actually become a thing.
Okay. Yeah, and people don't even realize when they're doing
exactly.
it, because they think they're just doing it for sports or it's...
Or they're doing it for solidarity or whatever.
Yes,
But the thing is that when you've got 12 and 13 year olds singing to, like dancing around and going absolutely crazy to Damas, do you know what I mean? It's just...
What does the world come to?
Exactly. No, but there's like crossover, and we listen to world music because there's more information and there's more music available to us.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, Gangnam Style wasn't as massive for no reason. It was
exactly.
The whole world was like, what, Korea?
It was a good song.
On? Exactly.
And that's an amazing thing. So I'm just saying, like, if you want to do an Afrikaans song, do an Afrikaans song.
Yeah, exactly. No, we'll never limit ourselves to a specific recipe. But yeah, we like Afrikaans music, but it's strange. We like Polisikar, and we like...
I'm glad you didn't give them the first part of the Polisikar.
I was looking at you guys and you're like, probably not that registered.
But he was saying
like,
it in his head. You could see it in his face.
Stuff well like done. Johannes Kerk, Oral, Kurs Kombeis, Lorika Rauch. Like
yeah.
Stuff
something
that
substance.
Have, that's it. So, something that has a message. We don't like music that don't have a purpose or a message or an ambition.
Yeah, this one comes down to living and doing something that is... true to yourselves.
That's it.
Okay, so he's pointing over there. He's saying,
yeah,
you have to play
it's
a song.
Time to hear Mad World, methinks.
He really wants to just hear Mad World. Okay, so what made you choose to do a cover of this? Just because we're living in a mad world?
I think the moment we recorded this song, it was kind of a very dodgy political situation in South Africa. So it was all of it's just like social commentary, basically.
Okay, so this is the cover. You've done a cover of The Tears for Fears.
It's actually the Gary Jules version that we covered, so it's a cover of a cover of a cover.
If you're going to do it,
because apparently, like copies of copies of copies are not
that
clear.
That's it, like tape to tape to tape tape.
It still has its own vibe. You'll see.
All right. Well, just bear in mind that it may be a mad world, but here in South Africa, we do it with great weather. All right, here we go. Here's Parts and Fiction, Mad World. You let us know what you think. If you want us to playlist it, it's going to come from your vote. 34519 is the text line, or 061-895-1019.